This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says it is reviewing a ceasefire plan in Gaza put forth by Israel, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces pressure at home. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Another night of protests in Tel Aviv as hundreds call for new elections and the ouster of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protesters say Netanyahu's government isn't doing enough to bring home the hostages, despite him recently having said Israel will increase both political and military pressure on Hamas. Hamas's military wing released a video over the weekend that appears to show hostages Keith Siegel and Omri Meron sending messages to their families as the Jewish holiday Passover draws to a close at the end of April. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Israeli officials appear to be increasingly concerned that the International Criminal Court may issue arrest warrants against the country's leaders as international pressure mounts over its war against Hamas in Gaza, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes in the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight and into Monday, meanwhile, killed at least 22 people, including 6 women and 5 children. The ICC launched a probe 3 years ago into possible war crimes committed by Israel and Palestinian militants going back to the 2014 Israel-Hamas war, but it has given no indication such warrants are imminent. Israel's foreign ministry said late Sunday that it had informed Israeli missions of rumors that warrants might be issued. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Dozens of people are killed when a dam bursts in Kenya's Rift Valley as the country battles heavy rains and floods. This is VOA News. During recent events, U.S. President Joe Biden has used insults wrapped in humor against his rival in November elections, former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After years of Trump calling him Sleepy Joe, the president noted at the White House Correspondents Association dinner, Trump appeared to doze off in court.
Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again.
He says age is an issue in this campaign.
I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
Trump, of course, lobs his own insults. His campaign says the insults will intensify as the president tries to give his successor a taste of his own medicine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. intelligence officials have determined that Russian President Vladimir Putin likely didn't order the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny in February. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more from Washington.
An official says the U.S. intelligence community has not found that Putin was aware of the timing of Navalny's death or directly ordered it. The official says it is believed Putin was ultimately responsible for the death of Navalny, who endured brutal conditions during his confinement. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive matter. Navalny was Russia's best-known opposition politician and died while serving a 19-year sentence on extremism charges that he called politically motivated. A month later, Putin won re-election. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
And in other world news headlines, G7 ministers meet for environment and climate change talks in Turin, Italy, with experts urging the highly industrialized countries to use their political clout, wealth, and technologies to end fossil fuel use. Tesla receives a key security clearance from China during Elon Musk's whistle-stop visit to the world's biggest electric car market. A German former soldier goes on trial accused of spying for Russia as Berlin faces a surge in Moscow-linked espionage cases amid the Ukraine war. Disgraced former Spanish football chief Luis Rubiales testifies as part of the investigation into alleged corruption and other crimes at the scandal-hit National Federation during his time as president. French police summon cinema legend Gerard Depardieu over suspected incidents of sexual assault, a police source said. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.